I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. In a moment, we catch up with a pioneer of goth rock. But first, we answer today's geo quiz. We were on the island nation of Sri Lanka, and we were getting ready for a 10-day Buddhist festival called the Parihara. It just got underway in the city of Kandy, and that's the answer to our quiz. John Stifler sent us a postcard from the previous festival, and as you'll hear, it's quite a scene.
Right now in the background, you can hear drummers tightening their drums and people who are talking to each other as they put on their costumes for the parade. The dancers and the drummers mostly wear the traditional costume of Kandy. I'm seeing a lot of men walking around here in white sarongs and red sleeves. This is a traditional garment that's been worn in this city for probably 15 centuries. The Parihara goes back to the 4th century. It's a celebration of the end of a successful harvest, and it's a prayer for a good harvest in the coming year. There'll be dancers, and especially in the parade, everybody's favorite, 40 or 50 elephants.
It's one of the most colorful and glittering processions, I think, in the world, that celebrates beauty of elephants by having a lovely parade of glitter and glamour with, you know, supported by dancers.
This is Nilma Dole. Nilma lives in Colombo, the capital of Sri Lanka. And Nilma, you told me that you've been watching this parade just about every year since you were a very small girl. Is that right?
It was so beautiful because, well, every year there were more elephants and there were better dancers, and some were actually groomed and trained into taking over from generation to generation.
I really don't believe where I am right now. I'm on a concrete ledge that's just about at eye level with an elephant who looks to me to be about 10 feet tall. He's flapping his ears a little bit. He's wearing a gorgeous dark blue cloak over his back. This elephant has tusks about 4 feet long. His trunk right now is sweeping the ground in front of him. He's got a pile of, I think these are palm leaves, which are his snack before the parade. Following this group of drummers is an elephant wearing a rich burgundy-colored costume, dark red cape with golden rosettes on the side, and then on its ears and forehead and running down its trunk, there's a set of white lights, almost like American Christmas lights, about 50 of them. There's her mahout is walking along beside her. Each of these elephants has a mahout. He's the guy who trains the elephant, talks to it, practically lives with it. It's a very high skill to be a mahout. Behind them, oh, this is something to see. Here's an elephant. She is wearing a sort of mustard gold colored costume. Nobody's riding her, and she is swaying back and forth with her head, her ears, and her trunk, very much as if wanting to dance to the music. The parade began tonight with what sounded like a barrage of fireworks. It turned out that it wasn't fireworks. It was 15 guys walking down the street, each one of them cracking an enormous whip. Following them, there was a group of about 40 or 50 young men, some as young as probably 11 years old, all of them twirling either batons or hoops of fire. Sri Lanka has an astonishing variety of beautiful things to see. Marco Polo discovered the place. He called it the most beautiful island he'd ever seen, and I can see what he had in mind. This is John Stifler in Kandy, Sri Lanka. Thanks very much. Hope you see this yourself someday.